This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 5th. I'm Audrey McCabe. This past winter's lack of snow didn't just impact the ski season. The low snowpack and early melt is now hindering rafting. The Colorado Sun reports that what happens in Colorado's mountains each winter impacts millions of people within the state and in downstream communities across the nation. One rafting outfitter told the Sun that recreational workers who typically jump from working at ski resorts to guiding rafting trips are moving from one tough situation into another. Potential employees know that Colorado is in a drought, so some guides are choosing to work elsewhere. But rafting outfitters are urging visitors to come, saying there's still room for fun on the milder flows. In local community news, the historic Delta Egyptian Theater temporarily stopped showing movies last month after its projector broke. The theater started fundraising to pay for repairs before realizing that the projector could not be saved. The theater then attempted to find a used projector, but later said, "Our 98-year-old vaudeville theater has a completely one-of-a-kind auditorium, and most used projectors out there either won't work with our setup or are already near the end of their own lives. Putting your hard-earned donations into a refurbished projector that might only last a few years, that doesn't sit right with us." The theater now says it is working with local organizations, city and county leaders, foundations, and state partners to secure financing for a brand new projector, costing around $70,000. A benefit concert will be held on June 19th, and the theater is still asking for individual donations. Residents in mobile home parks that want to buy the land are getting more help from the state. Under a new law signed by Governor Polis this week, property owners who decide to sell will have to disclose things like inspection reports, rent data, and an explanation of the park's price. Supporters say the new law will help make sure residents are on an even playing field with other potential buyers. It builds on a 2022 law that gave residents the right of first refusal to buy their park if the owner decides to sell. In other legislative news, Colorado law enforcement will soon be required to take new steps when responding to domestic violence calls. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law this week requiring police to ask a standardized set of questions meant to flag when a situation could turn deadly. If someone is identified as high risk, officers will have to immediately connect them with a victim advocate. Police will have to start following the new protocol next year. If you're interested in the importance of local reporting, join KVNF, Citizens for a Healthy Community, and the Paradise Theater for a screening of the film Steal This Story, Please, next Friday, June 12th. The film tells the story of Amy Goodman, an independent journalist who has spent more than three decades reporting from war zones, protest lines, and the front lines of democracy through the Democracy Now! Newsroom. The evening will begin with a panel discussion, Community Life in the Information Age. The panelists will explore what it means to produce, consume, and share trustworthy information in today's media landscape. The event is free to the community. We hope to see you at the Paradise Theater next Friday, June 12th at 7 p.m. New data shows heat-related deaths were down last year. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, some populations remain at high risk, especially ahead of what could be a hot, dry summer in Colorado.
Last year, heat was a contributing factor in 1,837 deaths across the country. But those numbers are down from roughly 2,400 deaths in each of the prior 2 years. Rob Bott, an insurance expert with the financial group LendingTree, analyzed the federal data. People older than 85 and Indigenous people have the highest heat-related death rates.
If you are in one of these groups that has higher rates of death from heat exposure, then it's even more important to take even mild symptoms seriously and treat them before they turn into something more serious.
In the Mountain West, Arizona and Nevada have the most heat-related deaths in the country. New Mexico has the sixth highest rates. In Las Vegas, Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Two former elected officials from Telluride and Mountain Village have been cleared of ethics violations related to their actions surrounding an offer to purchase the Telluride Ski Resort. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KOTO's Julia Caulfield has more.
An independent investigation into the conversations and actions surrounding an offer to purchase a portion of the Telluride ski resort by former Mountain Village Mayor Marty Prochaska and former Telluride Town Council member Mian Fee, with support from former Mountain Village Town Manager Paul Weiser, found that neither Prochaska nor Weiser violated local, state, or federal ethics codes in their actions. The town of Telluride hired an independent law firm to conduct its own investigation of Fee. That report should come out in the next week or so. Prochaska, Weiser, and Fee resigned from their respective positions at various junctures of the ongoing investigation. Nick Boving, a partner at Denver-based law firm Wheeler Trigg O'Donnell, is the lead investigator for the Mountain Village report, which was released on Tuesday, June 2nd.
The main conclusions that we were asked to look at, in at least in this report, was whether or not any officer or employee of Mountain Village essentially violated the town code of ethics, right? At bottom, our conclusion was, based on the conduct that we identified, neither Marty or Paul violated the code of ethics. And so that was the bottom line conclusion. You know, we understand that the optics may not be ideal, but at bottom, they didn't violate the town ethics code.
In addition to a determination on Prochaska and Weiser's conduct, the report also concluded no other town officials nor staff knew of the offer to purchase before it was leaked to the public in mid-January. The report provides historical context for what have become known as the California meetings, including the strained relationship between Telski and the local community and governments, and prior efforts by individuals and groups to purchase the ski resort. The report discusses a meeting on December 5, 2025, with representatives from Mountain Village, Telluride, San Miguel County, and Chad Horning, which investigators describe as the primary event that ultimately led to the meetings in California and offer to purchase the resort. It continues in detail through the 4 days Prochaska and Fee spent in California meeting with Horning and his staff, the push and pull of negotiations and urgency of making a deal as the Telluride Ski Patrol Union strike and resort closure continued to impact the region. The report spends several pages exploring Exhibit B, a portion of the purchase offer that was leaked to the public and includes a number of promises should the purchase go through, including efforts to broker an agreement with the Telluride Ski Patrol Union, keeping water rates for snowmaking at a level for the remainder of the season, working to create more employee housing and additional flights to Telluride, investment in capital upgrades on the resort, and an understanding that Weiser would step down from his position as town manager. Boving says he hopes the report gives the community a clearer understanding of what happened and a timeline of events.
I hope the public, gains knowledge from our report. I hope it is a fair report. We did our best to be as even-handed as we could based on the information we had. We weren't trying to draw credibility determinations or, you know, say we believe this version of events or that one. We just wanted to give the public the information that we had, and we hope it is helpful to the public and they can this town can just move forward well.
With the report out, Prochaska says she's still sad. The community had to go through the investigation and lost dedicated public servants in the process, but hopes the community can move on.
I hope we can, as a community, recognize that all the drama and conspiracy theorizing really doesn't lead us anywhere. And those of us who've been in the community a long time, I think all have our hearts in the right place, and I have utmost gratitude for the outpouring of support that I've received, leading up to now, and I'm just, I'm hopeful that, you know, others can begin to rebuild their lives after this, because it has been really difficult.
Prochaska says the conversation she and Fee began needed to be had. Where that conversation goes from here is still up in the air.
I hope that we can continue to work collaboratively towards investing in the ski resort and investing in our community, because we deserve that and our community really deserves it.
Weiser was not available for further comment. The full investigation report is available at townofmountainvillage.com/investigation.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. And remember, if you're not able to catch the newscast live on air, it's available at kvnf.org, the KVNF app, on Spotify, and now on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm Audrey McCabe.